Listening Library presents The Lovely and the Lost by Paige Morgan. Read for you by Catherine McEwen. Paris, Rue Saint-Dominique, early February, 1900. The quiet ached. After all the crying and screaming, the pleas for Leon to stop, silence crushed the dining room. Now Leon trembled on the rug beside the table, his arms wrapped tightly around his knees. He wanted to shut his eyes, but terror froze them open. He wanted to clap his palms over his ears so he wouldn't have to listen to the weak, muffled cries coming from all around him. But his fingertips were still leaking. Leon's father was at the head of the table. Every inch of the man, from his thinning crown to his polished brogans, even the spindle-back chair upon which he sat, had been bound in a cocoon of thick white silk. The untouched plate of coq au vin still steamed in front of his father's mummified figure. The scent of mushrooms and wine, a sauce his mother had spent the afternoon stirring at the stove as she hummed little songs, now turned Leon's stomach. Unblinking, Leon turned his head. The lacy trim of the tablecloth hung low, but not low enough to block the sight of his mother's cocoon as it wriggled on the floor and moaned. Leon jumped to his feet and crashed back into his chair. A third, smaller silken cocoon, the one in